There's been an outpouring of emotion in Japan this month, many emotions, and most of them were not translated. Aya Watanabe is a professional translator. For the past few weeks, she's been working with a Tokyo-based blogger who's compiling some of the most poignant tweets out of Japan.
I contacted this blogger, Gen Taguchi, the day after the earthquake hit. And I think it was the day when he started sending out these tweets. And it just touched my heart to the core. And I think I was one of the many, many people who have been so shocked and devastated. And we needed something to give us hope.
I mean, it's interesting. Twitter really became this almost indispensable communication device after the tsunami and earthquake. In fact, I read that Twitter use increased in just the few days after the earthquake by a third. That's enormous.
Oh, it is. And it's been really helpful to all of us. I was not in the affected area of Tohoku, but I was getting so much information out of tweets rather than any other media that I was able to reach.
Well, let's just pick a few of the tweets here. I mean, this first one that I saw was actually about Twitter. This writer says, "I could not use phone and text message, but Twitter was just working. I believe it was much more useful than the specially installed phone number to contact people, the 171, which is their 911 version. I believe many retweets supported someone's heart," which is pretty extraordinary. And here's another one, which is also very poignant, not about Twitter. This is from a woman who was taking a mass transit. She says, "Transport facilities were dead, and I was so tired waiting so long. Then a homeless guy gave me a cardboard saying, 'Use this, it can warm you up.' I used to pass homeless people by even when they were begging, although what he did to me was such a sweet stuff." Really, really moving. Maybe you can tell us some of your favorite tweets.
Oh, sure. One of my favorites is one that had been posted quite recently, and it's called Mom's Pep Talk. It goes like this. "I called my mom to let her know I survived the quakes. She lives in Kagoshima on Kyushu Island, 1,000 miles south of Tohoku. I thought she was worried about me and wanted to calm her down. Instead of tears, what I got from her was a pep talk. 'Son, know with all your heart the meaning of your being where you are at this timing and age in your life. Do the best you can to serve others. Mother, I am proud to be your son. I will live through all of this.'"
That is an incredible pep talk. I mean, it sounds like one of those pieces of life advice. Just on a practical matter, our listeners are going to say that's way more than 140 characters. But these are written in Japanese characters, so you can actually sum up a lot more things into a character, right?
Yes. And also, this is a tweet that I translated, and I added a few words like where Kagoshima is, because I just imagine that people who are reading this in English would not really know where Kagoshima is, and that the mother lived in a safe place, whereas the writer of this tweet did not.
Mm. There seems to be such a big translation gulf between Japanese and English that's exposed at a time like this. I mean, there's so much we haven't grasped, but with these translated tweets, it feels less distant somehow.
I'm so happy to hear that, because that is exactly why I wanted to translate these tweets coming directly from people in Japan to really connect all of us, because it's something unfiltered. Well, obviously filtered by us translators in a way, but other than that, it's totally direct. And I think this is what kind of gives me passion as a translator.
Reading and hearing you read some of these tweets, I mean, even though these events have only happened a few weeks ago, it already feels like a moment in time that's passed, like a time capsule. Which seems to be kind of taking the lead right now, generosity and goodwill or frustration and impatience?
I think it's still both. Initially, I think there was more generosity. But yes, we have been seeing more impatience and frustration, and especially because of the nuclear threat.
Aya, how long are you going to keep translating these tweets coming out of Japan?
Oh, well, I would say as long as these tweets get collected by this blogger, Gen Taguchi.
Aya Watanabe, thanks for speaking with us. Very good to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Marco. Pleasure to speak with you.
And you can read some more translated tweets from Japan at theworld.org, and you can hear more from translators and linguists in our weekly podcast, The World in Words. That's at theworld.org/language.